Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another episode of Talking Gotham. I've got my notes here. Just rewatched the Monday night episode, The Executioner, episode 9. I just went through it again. This episode was really good. Really damn good. These episodes just been getting better and better and better. Gotham just is, doesn't disappoint at all. So pretty much I have my peeps in three different stories. We got, you know, Jim Gordon, we got Barnes and Bullock dealing with their drama, and then you got Ivy, Selina, and you got Bruce dealing with their serious drama, and then you got Penguin Enigma with their, oh man. So let's talk about them first. I like what's going on with them. I'm very surprised that the it's not out, that Enigma doesn't know that it's freaking Penguin. I mean, maybe he just feels that it wouldn't be he could never do something like that because they're close. I don't know. But it's obvious Penguin has the feelings for Enigma, and Enigma's not catching on. I don't know what it is. And now he's not really focused on Penguin at all, just for the fact that at the end of this episode, it's all about Butch. So now he thinks that Butch, which is going to suck because Tabitha and Barbara are attached to Butch. So I'm not really excited for that, because I don't want anybody messing with my Tabitha and my Barbara. And if you saw the commercial for next week, we get a little Tabitha, a Barbara goes on a manhunt because apparently somebody or someone thing, some people kidnap Butch and Tabitha. So I'm looking forward to next week. It's going to be really, really good. Let's see here. Ivy, hot and green. Am I right or am I wrong? I mean, I really enjoyed this episode, but I think Selina, for me, she took it. She stole the show for me. I cannot remember who the little girl's name is. And I only say little because she's younger than me, but she was awesome. But Selina was great in this. Just every time she spoke, especially about Ivy, was hilarious. Bruce giving Ivy a compliment and Selina just giving those looks. Probably the best part is when Ivy doesn't want to give back that necklace and she thinks it's worth $1,000, and finally Bruce buys it for $5, and that was just hilarious. And it's, I don't know who the actress is that's playing Ivy either, but she's good because you can see in different parts where when I watch Ivy, I can still see little Ivy. So the way that she's acting is still like a 9-year-old, 12, however old Ivy was. So kudos to the actress. But hands down, Selina stole the show. I'm curious to see who these Court of Owls are going to be. These like owl face assassins with bow and arrows. And I'm wondering what that's up with the key too. Now, by the looks of the next week's commercial, Bruce is supposed to have stayed out. His parents' death is supposed to be a no-no, but now Bruce is definitely going to be involved. And I'm sure it's going to ruffle some feathers. Get it? Ruffle some feathers with the owl. Yeah, that's going to be some drama there as well. So next week looks pretty intense. And then, you know, the whole story, pretty much Barnes being infected by the blood, the bad blood. Good stuff there. Every scene with Jim and Barnes together was badass. That end fight was badass. It was like two titans going at it. And it sucked because I'm a big fan of Jim and I'm a big fan of Barnes too. So, you know, I think the show's good when I'm like, don't, you know, that kind of stuff. But Barnes now in Arkham, which is, I don't know how long he's going to be staying in there. I have no idea if he's supposed to develop into something out of comics or anything, because I don't follow any of that stuff. But I'm curious to see how long he's going to stay in there. And if my friend Amy McCracken from the VRO.com was here, now normally she's here with me, but she's at a con and then they're doing like this One Tree Hill thing and traveling the states and all that other stuff. But if she was here, she would be pissed off right now because Lee put out an olive branch to Jim and helped out, right? So Lee, I mean, there were some moments there. And then when he touched her arm, her shoulder, yeah, you can see it. The whole time I'm watching, I'm like, yeah, Mario's not going to like this. And speaking of Mario, next week we get to see Don Falcone come out of something, because I don't know if these owls are going to go after Mario. And I think Mario's going to die. That's what I think, because that's what's going to make Falcone just go apeshit crazy. So, but I don't know. Maybe Mario can handle himself, because we really haven't seen him do anything. But there's a part with that motorcycle, and he avoids getting hit by something. And
I don't know.
It's going to be good. Next week's going to be really badass. But yeah, hands down, this is probably a dope, one of my dopest episodes, just for the fact that Selena, I'm telling you, Selena just rocked it. So thumbs up. If I had to get a scale 1 to 10 to this episode, of course, episode 9 would get a 10. It's really good. Next week, we'll be back. Hopefully, Amy will be back with me, and we'll talk more Gotham. Don't forget, it airs on Fox every Monday night. And let's see what else. If you want to check out Amy and her blog, thevro.com, that's where you can find her. And all my stuff, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, all that good stuff. You can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. Everything is there. It's that simple, people. If you jump on Good Shows, I'm about to write this little review. It's a little bit shorter, but I'm going to put a review onto the Good Shows app. So if you are a fan of the old TV tag Get Glue, jump on it. It's absolutely free. It's available, iPhone, Android. Jump on it. I'm Mike the Movie Guy on Good Shows. That way we can talk. And the last thing, if you want to check out any of the other podcasts, including this one, if you go to iwatchmike.com, and on the top, you'll see where it says iTunes. Click on that little tab there, and you can find all the shows there. Right? Cool. All right. Have a good one. Have a great weekend. Next week, be back with more Gotham. Peace.
Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.